One man is dead and another injured following a two-vehicle crash Thursday afternoon in Lawrence Township. The Highway Patrol says a northbound pickup crossed left of center on State Route 93 and collided with a southbound truck around 12:15. 41-year-old Sean Simon of Maslin was extricated from his vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. The second vehicle's driver, 70-year-old Terry Evans of Maslin, was taken to Altman Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A passenger in his vehicle was not hurt. The crash is under investigation. A man is in custody after a three-hour standoff with Canton police Thursday morning. Around 10 a.m., officers were called to the 1300 block of Garfield Avenue Southwest, where 42-year-old Philip Dula of Canton was wanted on active warrants. He allegedly refused to leave the house and barricaded himself inside. Dula was later arrested and charged with resisting arrest and obstructing official business. He was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. Bond was set at $25,000, with a status hearing set for Thursday. An Elyria woman has been sentenced to 2 years in prison after pleading guilty to retaliation, menacing by stalking, and telecommunications harassment. 21-year-old Jocelyn Shepard entered the plea Thursday in Stark County Common Pleas Court and was sentenced by Judge Kristen Farmer. Prosecutors say the case involved repeated calls and texts in September and October that caused two women to fear for their safety. Shepard was previously convicted of assaulting one of the victims in 2023 and later threatening her. The sentences will run concurrently. Nimish Hill and Township trustees gave approval to road, fire, and zoning issues Thursday. WDPN's David Schur reports.
The road department will purchase 1,000 tons of road salt for the 26-27 winter season under an agreement with the ODOT program. Stark County Sheriff's dispatching will continue to be used by the fire department at $40.20 per call. Billing rates for non-residents will remain with no increase over a user's insurance for EMS and fire calls. Zoning Inspector Jeff Cleveland will attend an EPA-sponsored training program dealing with water runoff and chemical containment on May 6th at Sandusky, Ohio.
Stark County officials are preparing for Drug Takeback Day tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The event is being sponsored by Stark County Mental Health and Addiction Recovery, the Sheriff's Office, and other partners. The five drive-up sites include the Alliance Walmart, Maslin Law Enforcement Training Center, the ODOT office in Canton, Sam's Club in Jackson Township, and the Stark County Fairgrounds. They will accept unused and expired prescription and over-the-counter medications for safe disposal. No identification is required. A Michigan man is in custody after deputies found 4 pounds of methamphetamine during a traffic stop on I-80 in Portage County. The sheriff's office says 33-year-old Montel Kennedy of Farmington was pulled over in Freedom Township for minor violations April 4th when a canine alerted to drugs. Officials say 4 vacuum-sealed bags of meth were hidden inside the vehicle's seats. Kennedy was also wanted on a prior drug case. The case will be presented to a federal grand jury. The Ruthstown School District will close its middle school within 4 years as part of a long-term facilities plan. Superintendent Andrew Hawkins says 6th graders will move to Ruthstown Elementary, while 7th and 8th graders will attend the high school. The Board of Education voted Monday to phase out the building no later than the 2029-30 school year, citing space and long-term operational needs. Officials say the 109-year-old building will be vacated, but its future use has not yet been determined. A new Columbiana County Archives facility is nearing completion, with work expected to finish by June 30th. County Commissioner Tim Ginter says the $7.2 million project in Lisbon will bring together records currently stored in multiple locations, including the courthouse, jail, and off-site facilities. The Morning Journal reports 24,000-square-foot building will feature climate control, secure storage rooms, and separate fire suppression systems. A ribbon cutting and grand opening are expected in July. The Girard School District is cutting 2 positions as it faces ongoing financial pressures. The board has approved eliminating 1 technology assistant and 1 assistant athletic director role effective June 30th. Superintendent Brian O'Hara says the decision is based on state funding changes, declining enrollment, and rising costs. He says the cuts are not related to job performance. A diesel fuel spill at a Youngstown rail yard has been contained, that according to city officials and the Ohio EPA. Authorities say it happened Wednesday night at Hazleton Yard when a damaged rail car punctured a locomotive of fuel tank leaking fuel along the tracks. WKBN-TV reports a cleanup crew responded and took steps to prevent the fuel from spreading, including protection measures near the Mahoning River. Fire officials will continue to monitor the site to ensure all safety measures remain in place. A man has been sentenced to more than 7 years in prison for his role in a fatal shooting outside a Warren convenience store. 32-year-old Jamal Rowe of Warren received punishment from federal judge Dan Aaron Polster after pleading guilty to being a felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition. Prosecutors say the August 2025 shooting happened during a fight over a dice game outside a store on Elm Road. One man was killed and another wounded. Two other men are also charged in federal court. Savion Woodall faces state charges, including murder and attempted murder. A Trumbull County grand jury has indicted the man accused in a deadly Warren stabbing. 27-year-old Nazir Buckley faces aggravated murder and felonious assault charges in the death of William Anderson. Police say Anderson was stabbed multiple times Sunday on South Federley Drive. Buckley pleaded not guilty Thursday with bond set at $2 million. He is due back in court May 6th. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.